What's worse than saying yes to someone when you don't want to? Saying no, then reversing your decision. Before you back down, stick with it. When you stick to your decision to say no, you will begin to feel more control and confidence. Protecting your boundaries with the word no will help improve your self-esteem while also providing stress relief. Often people don't feel as though they can say no because they fear they are creating conflict by disappointing someone. But often this is our guilt kicking in, and most of the time people will just move on and ask someone else the same favor. You didn't think you were the only one, did you? The pitch challenge today: pay less attention to that little inner voice that whispers fear-based statements in your head, and work to reframe these thoughts and your perspective. If you have to say no to someone, you may even offer up a suggestion of someone else they could ask. Above all, stick with your decision and don't turn back. You'll be respected in the long run, and by saying no now, you're giving someone else an opportunity.